Welcome to the Anaboo AI blog and audio. Today, we're covering an article called Git for Beginners, Pull, Commit, Push, and Where the Rest of Your Files Actually Belong by Brett Allegray Wood.
And the opening story in this one is painfully relatable, even if you've never heard the word Git before.
It starts with a client who rewrote her entire homepage one evening on our laptop at home. She was proud of it, didn't tell anyone because she was going to show the team in the morning.
And she gets to the shop, opens the desktop, and it's gone.
Not deleted. Nothing broke. Git did exactly what it was built to do. She'd made her changes, closed the laptop lid, and never pushed them to GitHub. So those changes existed in one place only. That laptop switched off at home. The desktop had no way of knowing they existed.
And that's the line that lands. A computer you are not sitting at right now is not a backup. GitHub is. That's the whole lesson.
That's the foundation of the entire article. Git and GitHub exist so your work never lives in exactly one place. The whole loop, every single session, is four steps. Pull, edit, commit, push.
Break those down for someone who's never touched this before.
Pull means bring the latest version down onto the computer you're sitting at. Commit means save your changes as a labeled point in your own history. Push means send those saved changes up to GitHub, where they become the new truth.
So pull at the start of every session, push before you close the lid.
That's the rule Brett calls the one that actually matters. Pulled before you start on any machine, push before you walk away from it, and nothing punishes you for skipping it until the moment it really matters.
He also gives you a way to check. Run git log -1 on any machine, and it tells you in plain text what the last saved change was and when. Compare that between two computers, and you know instantly which one is behind.
Right. Now here's the part almost nobody explains.
The file storage question.
Exactly. Git is not where the rest of your business lives. Brett lays out three jobs, three homes. Code and website source go to Git and GitHub. Documents, spreadsheets, client deliverables, marketing assets go to Google Drive, SharePoint, OneDrive, or Dropbox. And passwords and API keys stay on the local machine only.
Why can't everything just go in Git? It tracks changes.
Git tracks changes line by line inside text files. Code is exactly that. But a Word document, a spreadsheet, a photo, Git can't see inside those the same way. Every save just looks like the whole file changed again. Drive and SharePoint are built for people who will never write a commit message in their life.
Brett gives a useful rule of thumb. If a client or a non-technical colleague needs to open and edit something directly, it belongs in Drive or SharePoint, not Git.
That's a good line to put in front of your team.
Now, the bit I found most interesting was passwords, because most people's instinct when they need something on two machines is just chuck it in a shared folder.
And Brett is very clear that's a bad idea. Passwords and API keys usually live in a file called .env, deliberately left out of Git. The moment you put it on a shared drive, it syncs to every device signed into that account, plus everyone that folder has ever been shared with. A password uploaded there, even for 10 minutes, is effectively out of your control.
So how do you move credentials to a new machine?
Move the file physically, USB drive. Copy it across, then delete it from the USB straight away, before it sits in a drawer somewhere. Email and chat apps keep copies in sent folders and backups for years after you've forgotten you ever sent anything.
And if a password accidentally does end up committed to Git?
Don't just delete the file and commit again. The old value is still sitting in the history. Tell whoever owns the project so the key can be changed. Brett's analogy is good. You change the lock. You don't just hide the old key harder.
Right. Where does AI fit in here? Because this is the Anaboo AI blog.
Brett draws a clean line. The mechanical parts of Git, the pulling and pushing, were always going to get automated. That's not the interesting bit. The interesting bit is when things go wrong.
Like a merge conflict. That used to mean opening a file full of angle bracket markers and hoping you understood which half to keep.
Now you open the file in an AI coding assistant and tell it to resolve the conflict and keep both changes where that makes sense. It does the reading for you. AI augments, it doesn't replace. The judgment calls, what to build, what a client actually needs, those still belong to a person.
The four-step loop is exactly what shouldn't eat another minute of your day.
So, one thing to act on this week?
Check which machines your team is working from. Run git log -1 on each one. If you're not sure which one holds the truth right now, that is the most urgent task. Start there.
For For me, it's the three homes rule. Documents in Drive, code in Git, passwords nowhere that syncs. Write that on a sticky note and hand it to the next person on your team who says they don't really get GitHub.
Brett's put together a free PDF guide covering all of this, including a one-page cheat sheet at the back, made to be printed and pinned above the desk.
Find the full article and download the PDF at anabu.ai. And if you want any of this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.